North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Bought a beautiful diamond ring, I offered it to the sweetest thing I know, and she said she would take it. We started making some wedding plans. She looked at me and she took my hand and said, do you think we can make it? I said, my granddad's still in love with my grandma. I said, my dad still thinks my mom's the sweetest thing he ever saw. You see, I come from a long line of love. When the times get hard, we don't give up. Forever's in my heart and in my blood.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am so glad to have my friend Paul Overstreet on the show today. As I was mentioning before we started, it was pre-COVID before I talked to Paul, and a lot of us have had some struggles. A lot of people have lost their lives, and I'm heartbroken for your families. I'm heartbroken for those who are going through that. Of course, we still have it with us, and people are still battling that illness. And so our prayers are with those who are currently in the hospital, those who are struggling with this. A lot of things, as I mentioned, have changed, Paul. And here we are. You're getting back into the routine of being able to go and do concerts. And I'm excited about that because we still need to be able to live our lives and be able to enjoy our lives, not hunkered down in the house living in fear.
Yeah, we don't need to do that at all. We've got to live, and we, you know, we have to live with this. It's going to be around for, you know, it doesn't go away.
When I saw that you were coming to Decatur, Alabama, I wanted to make sure that I got you on the show that you could share some of the things that you're doing in Decatur. The Princess Theater is just down the road. It's a great atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to you being able to do that in Decatur, Alabama on the 9th, Thursday night?
You know, it's like I've never played there, and I'm excited about it because I started reading up on some of the history of it. I had no idea that Fat Peter was there, and what a marvelous room it is. It's an honor for me to be able to do that, jump down there and play some songs. It's going to be a songwriter's night, basically. It's me and a guitar and stories about songs and, just the kind of the pathway I've taken through the music world and just kind of enjoy that evening with people. It's always fun to do it that way.
Well, for a songwriter series, from what I understand at the Princess Theater, the seating is limited to 80 people, so it's going to be a small event where people are going to be able to be really up close and personal with you during that night.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know a lot of the details. My wife talked to the folks there and kind of arranged everything, so I'm just learning as I go. But I'm like that about all my gigs. I just know where I'm supposed to go.
Well,
and I go there and I find out stuff.
Exactly. Well, and I find out stuff by going to Paul Overstreet Music, and I see at some point you're headed to Mexico, and I quickly Googled and looked it up, and I was like, well, I sure would like to be in Mexico on the beach listening to Paul Overstreet, and I know that some people will be able to do that. That's pretty cool, too, that you're able to travel outside of the country and put on some concerts for people as well.
Well, you know, that's a thing that my wife and Sam Dennison and those guys put together. We're going to go there and with a group. We're taking 100 people with us, I think. And so we will all be out there just having fun for a week in Mexico, Isla Mujeres. And that is a fun little spot.
It sure sounded like it, Paul. I did read up on it. I thought this is a pretty nice place to be to put on a concert, and I'm glad that you're able to do that. And, of course, as I mentioned, to be able to go back to Tennessee and play with Roy Feek. You've done that before, and it wasn't too long ago that you were in concert, and I tried to make it to that, and I think Randy Travis was there that night.
That's right. You know, it was actually the 35th anniversary of his Storms of Life album.
Yes, I had a friend, Miranda. She's a fan of yours, and she made it to the concert, and she had a picture with Randy. And Randy Travis, man, Storms of Life, I remember that. I guess I was about 9 years old when it came out, and my dad bought me the cassette tape for Christmas, actually.
Wow. What a collection of songs. Great songs on that album.
Wasn't it, though? I mean, just thinking about Randy's career and the music that he put out and the influence that it had on so many, I'm seeing now, after, of course, him having his health issues, a lot of these younger singers and younger generation coming to Randy and playing with him. He seems to be enjoying himself with a newer generation of music artists.
Yeah, you know, he built a lot of fans when he started. He was a really good country singer at a time when Nashville really needed that. I mean, he didn't want to be anything but country, and he sang great country songs. He picked really good songs, and that changed the face of country music. I mean, I know George Strait was out there doing it. They were just a little bit different, you know, as what kind of songs they did, but Randy really changed the face of country music when he came along, because it was no longer just older people singing. It was a young guy, and he was singing great and great songs, and he just attracted a whole new group of fans, and a lot of those kids have grown up now and they're in our business.
What were some of the songs that you wrote for Randy Travis? I know that you did. There were at least one or two songs, weren't there?
Yeah, well, Randy and I wrote some songs together, but none of those were ever really, you know, on his records. I wrote with Don Slitz a lot, and some other people, Al Gore, a friend of mine. Not Al Gore the politician. Al lived in Hendersonville. He and I had already written some things that Randy heard, and Don and I had written On the Other Hand before we ever knew who Randy was. We had the song. I had a record deal, but mine wasn't coming along as fast as his, and Don's company had pitched On the Other Hand to Kyle Lenning for Dan Seals. And Kyle didn't really hear it for Dan Seals. But, you know, it's ironic because we were thinking at that point in time, Dan Seals sold about 250,000 units. You know, we were technical as far as watching which artist did what and who we were pitching to. But we liked his Dan Seals got a lot of airplay. So we knew if we got him to cut song, it would be a profitable deal. Then Kyle comes back and says, I don't hear it for Dan, but I'm doing this new country artist, Randy Travis. And we both kind of said, you know, we don't know who this is, but they love the song. Randy loved the song. And so we just agreed to let him have the song and record it. And then 5 million albums later, it just goes to show, you know, like if we had just stuck to it, said, no, it's Dan Seals or nothing, you don't know what would have happened with that song. Because I was trying to get it to George Jones, Merle Haggard, people like that. And we just didn't find anybody. Well, they didn't respond, you know, like you would want them to. And so that in itself will, you know, tells you that there might have been a little higher power involved. You know, that's such a great song that not a lot of people responded to it except Randy and those guys. And of course I was going to cut it, but I'm glad he did it.
Well, Paul, you bring up a great point because that's the way it works with the Mark White Show. I think that's the way it's worked with your career. There are certain people that hear it and they get it. And some people, they pass it up for whatever reason. And you just have to go with that flow because everybody's not going to accept whatever you're peddling. And somebody eventually will, if you're working hard at it, somebody's going to find it and somebody's going to do something with it. It's just a matter of keep on pushing.
Yeah. And well, sometimes you just let the hand of God do what he does. You know, if you believe in him and believe in that, you know, sometimes you really surrender your life to his orchestration of the things and events that are going to happen. And, but you, I mean, of course you're proactive as well. You know, you do what you can do, but then sometimes you see a power that's even greater than what you can do at work in your life. And so that's a big story in my life anyway.
Absolutely. Right now we're talking to Paul Overstreet. He's a 2-time Grammy award winning country music singer, songwriter, and he's coming to Decatur on December the 9th. That's Thursday night at 7 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more of these events that are coming up. Of course, it's Christmas time, and I think Paul Overstreet likes that time of year, don't you, Paul?
I do. I do. I love it.
We'll talk a little bit about that, too, when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, I'm happy tonight. Walking in winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're
welcome back to the Mark White Show. Ho, 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 Christmas is on its way. I know we were getting started early. I saw some posts from people back before Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas yet. Well, guess what? We're in the month of December, and Christmas is right around the corner. And so I hope that you're getting ready for that. I hope that you're with your loved ones, that you can enjoy that time. If you aren't with your loved ones, if you're struggling like other people who have lost loved ones, just know that I'm here and thinking about you. Because I know what the struggle is. I know that difficulty that you'll face without your loved ones. And so you may have someone with an illness right now, someone who's in the hospital. They may not be there with you for Christmas, but just know that there are people out there who are going through the same thing. And I don't want you hurting, and I don't want you going down and being in a dark place. I want you to try to enjoy this season as much as you can. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Paul Overstreet.
Thank you, Mark. Man, good talking to you again.
It is great, Paul, and I appreciate you because each and every show, and I know you don't listen to each and every Mark White show, but I use the song Heroes, and I have a couple of segments that we use that song as we lead in some of our heroes that we talk about, difference makers from our community, so I appreciate your support in that way.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad you used that song. I wrote that song with Claire Cloninger, and she gave me a lyric to it and wanted me to help her write it. And I left that song sitting on my dresser, the lyric sheet, just, I mean, for months it seemed like, and I would just walk out of my bedroom. It's a very small house. My wife and I just bought a place out in the country, and we lived there for years while we were building our other house. But I would see that lyric, and there was just a little line in there that says, "And blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play." And that line would put a lump in my throat every time I'd read it. And I'd go, what is it about that? So anyway, we got together and wrote that song, finished it up, and it was the last song we picked for that album.
It gives me chills thinking about it, Paul. I shared with you, I believe, when I did my last interview that I was riding down the road one day and this song came on, Heroes came on, and I was a little embarrassed because I was just a kid, but I told my granddad, I said, I'm dedicating this song to you. And then I turned it up a little bit so he could hear it. He had never heard that song before, but you know, it was just a kid's dedication to his granddad, thanking him for being his hero. And he's no longer here with me, but that memory stands out, Paul, that we were in that car and I was able to dedicate that song to my granddad because he meant so much to me. So thank you for writing that because it gave me the opportunity to do that for my granddad.
Well, man, I'm I'm just glad to be a part of songs that touch people's lives. And I mean, they touch my life when we write them. They touch my life when we perform them, when I get to sing them for people. That song and Seeing My Father in Me are some of the really most impactful songs I think I've had. Although one time at church, I was at this church, and I'd always kind of ask God, I said, I know I'm doing country music, but I wish that somehow you could use my songs and touch people, even in a church, you know. And I was standing in the back one day, and I mean, I wasn't like a big member of that, you know. It was all kind of new to me. So I heard somebody got up there, and he said, I wanted to read you a lyric to a song. And he read a lyric to one of my songs for the congregation. And I was like, in the back, it really tore me up to wow. know that God was doing that. And then one day they had like a dinner on the ground or something at this church. And it was a pretty big church. I'd say it's, you know, several thousand people. But this one lady came up to me and she goes, I heard one of your songs on the radio the other day. And I had to just pull over and I started crying. And I was trying to think of which song it could have been. And she said, his daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. I was like, no, that was not what I expected. It's an up-tempo song. I didn't expect anybody to be crying about it.
Well, you know, in the spirit of the season, it's time to celebrate, and there are some Christmas songs that will move you too, that will cause some, you know, tears to come to your eye. One of Cora's favorites is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I'm not sure how many tears that's drawn, but
I know, isn't that fun?
We heard it the other night in the fifth grade class from Russellville Elementary School was singing at the Roxy Theater in Russellville, Alabama, and they announced that the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer was going to be sung by Cary Gilbert and the Cary Gilbert Band, and Cora's eyes just lit up. For some reason, the kids at Athens Bible School have just clung to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and they're running with it.
Yeah, I know. It reminds me of that little story about a little kid in church. And he, you know, they had a, you know, some papers that the teacher was just going to have them all color or something, you know, and I think the one, while they were all there, she says, all right, kids, she says, what's brown and lives in trees and gathers nuts for the winter? And this little kid, of course, they were in church, right, church, Sunday school. And he goes, raised his hand. She said, all right. And he goes, well, I know the answer's got to be Jesus, but it sounds a lot like a squirrel to me. Yeah, in Sunday school, all the answers are always Jesus.
Absolutely. Tell us, Paul, what's Christmas like for you? What's the Overstreet family like when it comes to Christmas, buddy?
Oh, man, we've changed a lot, you know, with us raising six children here in our house. It was a busy, busy time. And now they're all grown, and they're out, and we gather. We get together and have a dinner, and then we get together on Christmas. But it's different now. The presents are different and, you know, things like that. But we still celebrate every holiday that comes around. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's 4th of July. We celebrate them all. Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite one because it's just all great food and there's no pressure about going out and buying gifts and stuff like that. You don't have to do the list thing. And you can just sit around and enjoy everybody, your friends, family.
Well, and that's great. And I've talked to a lot of singer-songwriters, musicians, and sometimes they're trying to catch up, you know, on some of the things that they missed because they were on tour or they were traveling around and they didn't necessarily have the time at home that maybe they wish they had. But I'm glad that you're able to do that with your family and celebrate so many holidays and be together. That's great. And six kids, wow. And I'm sure that's grown a little bit if any of them have gotten married and had kids.
Yeah, we do. We have grandkids. Back in the days when I was like, I didn't tour like a lot of artists did. I probably could have toured more, but I just didn't want to spend my life out there you know, and be away from my family. So I wound up taking my family with me most places. And so it was a good education for them because they got to see different parts of the country.
And now you get to say that. So you're on the backside of this thing, able to say that you were able to do that. So that's great.
Yeah, and I think touring artist, I mean, a lot of artists that tour more, they build a bigger audience out there for when they're playing live. And it's good for them. I mean, for me, I'm still, I didn't spend that much time doing it, cultivating that. So now I have the freedom to do it. And so that's why it's fun for me. I get to go out and see the folks and play and you know, share the stories behind the songs. And it's just a wonderful time.
And speaking of sharing stories behind the songs, you mentioned that at the Princess Theater, that's exactly what's going to happen on Thursday, December 9th during the Songwriters Showcase. And that's you, man. On Thursday night, December the 9th, you're going to be there sharing stories with those who are in the audience. That's very cool.
Yeah. So I hope to see you there.
I'm hoping I can be. I've got
a
daughter.
Don't stutter now. Just come on.
It's good news because my daughter's birthday is the next day, the 10th. Yes. And so I think whatever we do will be put on the 10th. I'm actually taking her to Pensacola, Florida on Saturday. It's kind of a crazy deal. I have a partnership with Boutique Air, and I get these vouchers. And so I told Cora, I said, let's just fly down to Pensacola on Saturday morning, and we'll fly back Saturday evening, and we'll just figure out what we're going to do on Saturday just to use up some of these vouchers. But I think the 9th is open. It looks like I can afford standing room. That's $15.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you come on, and we'll get you in one way or another.
Hey, I appreciate that. And also, before we close out, December 17th, you're going to be up there at Roy Feek's place. Let's talk about that a little bit and what people can look forward to December 17th, because I want to help you out. I want people to be coming to these events and be able to hear you.
Okay, yeah, well, we're doing it. We're going to do kind of like a soldier's Christmas, like a canteen Christmas. Kind of the style like back in World War II, and we're going to have I think our daughters are going to come sing. I know Summer is. And this weekend we were down in Florida, in Miami, and these friends of ours, they have two daughters, and they had worked up a dance routine to All I Want for Christmas Is You. And so I said, would you guys come play, dance, do that dance for us? And they said, yes. I don't know. I'm hoping we'll get them there to do that. But anyway, my daughter Summer's going to be playing, and hopefully I'll get the other girls to sing a song for everybody too. And then I'll be there, and also I'm bringing in John Patty, who plays a lot of, he plays steel drums and percussion. If you've never seen steel drums played, it'll be really interesting to you. And John plays a lot of the trop rock things that we do, and the Parrothead stuff we do in Key West. So he's going to be there with me playing, and we have a couple of other guests, so hopefully, I know everybody will have a great time. So if you get a chance to come down and see us at Rory's place, Homestead Hall is what they call it.
Yes, Hardison Mill Homestead Hall, Rory Feek, and people can Google that, and I'm sure they'll be able to find a website to do that. And then for the Princess Theater on Thursday night, December the 9th at 7 o'clock, people can go to princesstheater.org. Theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, theater, theatre. They spell it like theatre.
Theater.
There you go, theater. Well, Paul, I am glad that you could be able to join me here on the show today again. It's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night. So I will get down to the Princess Theater, whatever it takes. If I have to stand outside the doors and put my ear up to the door, I'll do that just to be there.
Oh, no. We got you covered. Come on down. And look, I just want to let you know, man, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And thank you for having me on your show. And I hope to see you there and all the folks here listening.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you, buddy.
Okay. You got it.
You take care.
Talk to you soon.
You too, buddy. See ya. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're talking to some of my favorite singer-songwriter musicians like Paul Overstreet. When we come back, we're going to have Jennifer Moore from Odenville, Alabama, to join us to talk about a special gift that her son Colton received from Outdoor Ability Foundation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow, sing rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
And we're back. Right now I have on the line with me Jennifer Moore. She is from Odenville, Alabama. Her son Colton just received a very special gift from Outdoor Ability Foundation. Yesterday, a video went viral and has reached over 3 million people. And I wanted Jennifer to be able to share about this experience and also help the Outdoor Ability Foundation when it comes to their special effort. What an incredible moment for you and your family, Jennifer.
Oh, it is. It's like, I feel like every little bit I think about it, I can't believe that he's got it, and it's opened a whole new world for him, that is for sure.
Well, and that's what the Outdoor Ability Foundation is about, and as I mentioned, it's been about 4 years ago, they were one of my first guests to have on the Mark White Show was Scott and Grayson Phillips to talk about Outdoor Ability Foundation and what an incredible work they're doing to help young men and ladies like Colton.
It is. I mean, I had never heard of them until someone told Scott about Colton. And so Scott found me on Facebook. I believe it was Scott's mom that told him about Colton, and that said, he messaged me and was just like, you know, this is what we do. Is this something that you think Colton would benefit from? And I'm like, absolutely he would. Like, you know, he really would. And I asked him, I was like, what can I do to help, like, to get this started? And knowing that they work, they are able to provide chairs for these children all on donations from people is just incredible.
It's the 14th chair that they've been able to give away, and these things are not cheap. They're very expensive, as you know.
They are very expensive. Anything that's labeled handicap accessible or disability, or the price is skyrocketed, and I never really understand that. So it definitely takes a village to raise these children and even help adults with equipment that's needed. And this chair has been, it's been huge. Colton got in the car yesterday and said, Mom, I need your phone. And I said, why? I need to call Carter, which Carter's big brother. And I said, okay. I handed him the phone. He called Carter and he said, hey, meet me in the driveway with my chair. We're going in the woods today. So Carter met us in the driveway with his chair, and Carter and Colton went down in the woods, and Colton did some mud riding yesterday because it rained a little bit.
That is awesome. And you know, this video that Scott put out from Outdoor Ability Foundation has reached over 3 million people. And while a video going viral is great, what I do hope it does is actually garners Outdoor Ability Foundation some amazing financial support so that they can keep doing what they're doing and help even more people who would like to have one of these chairs.
Yes, that's what me and Scott texted this morning, and I just said 3 million views, like, wow. And I said, I pray that this opens the door for people to donate and spread the word that this is a nonprofit organization and how life-changing it is for so many.
And Jennifer, I do believe that anybody that's involved with an effort like Outdoor Ability Foundation, there's an ebb and flow to this. It can be like a roller coaster because you look at what you're trying to do, and sometimes you end up with hurdles. It makes it difficult, challenging, and then you wonder, can we do this? And when I see a moment like this for Outdoor Ability Foundation and them reaching out to you and helping Colton in this way, you're just really rooting for them, and you're rooting for this effort to be highly successful.
Yes. I know Scott said that this was the first time that a video of his has gone viral like this, and I was just like, wow. I mean, you know, it's just, I know several have reached out to him wanting to know how to get chair, you know, how their child could get a chair. And I'm like, I can't stress enough to people to go on there and donate. And, you know, I know Christmas time is a hard time. It doesn't have to be this month that you donate. You can donate next month or the next. And even if it's as little as $5, that's huge. You know, every little amount adds up.
That's exactly right. And another individual we've been rooting for a while through the Mark White Show is our buddy Colton, and we appreciate you bringing awareness to Colton's situation, showing us Colton as he is actively going to ball games and living a life that gives people hope when they may be a younger person or someone who has a disability or a challenge that they're facing, to say, you know what, this may be my situation, but here's what I'm going to do about it, and I'm going to live my life to the fullest.
Absolutely. I get emotional thinking about this. So, you know, we attended the last LSU football game in Tiger Stadium. Colton got to see Coach O, and we were told it would probably not happen on him getting to see him, And he did, but in the middle of the game, it started, or it rained the whole game, but we went and stood under the, in the tunnel to stay out of the rain, and a man come up to us and was just like amazed at Colton and talking to us, and his son was with him, and he texted me that we exchanged phone numbers. He wanted to send me some pictures that he had taken of Colton and some that I had taken of him and his, of him and Colton together. And the next day he texted me and he was like, you know, he said, my son is really struggling with his faith. And as we walked away from meeting Colton, he looked at me and said, wow, we could all learn from that kid. We all need to do better. If that kid can go through what he's been through, 46 surgeries, and, you know, continue with that smile like he has, we all need to do better. And he said that he has given me the inspiration to do better for myself. And I just thought, you know, we just thought we were attending an LSU football game, you know, a fun, and then to hear this young man who isn't, who it was struggling with his faith and all of that, look at Colton and Colton's story and realize there's so much to life that life has to offer, was, it was pretty, it shook me up when I got the text from his dad telling me. So, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't know how you do what you do. You're so busy, Jennifer. You've got five kids and you're here and there and you don't let anything slow you down. And I'm like, but it's moments like that that I see why I am as busy as I am.
Well, Jennifer, Colton is a what's your excuse type of person. When you look at a what's your excuse type of person, because Colton doesn't have excuses. As a mother who has raised Colton, I'm sure that you look at him and you think, what's my excuse?
I learn from him every day, and, you know, I'll find myself complaining about little things, this and that, and then I'm quickly brought to reality of, if Colton can do all that he does with a smile on his face, I can do it too. I can face any challenge that life has to throw at me and face the day and know that there's so much out there that life has to offer, and life is good.
And speaking of Colton, if someone has not heard of Colton before, he has spina bifida, and that's something that your family has lived with, and you have shared your experience through the Go Colton page, and that's Go as in G-E-A-U-X, because this guy's a huge LSU fan. Don't know how it happens from Springville, Alabama, but he's definitely an LSU Tiger fan.
He is. We're actually from Odenville, Alabama. We live at, right on the line. But it's funny you say Springville, because we go out places and Springville colors are purple and gold. And Colton, you know, he wears purple and gold every day. And we'll go out places and people will stop us and say, oh, you must go to Springville. And he's like, no, I'm an LSU fan. And I'm like, it always makes me get tickled, because I'm like, but, buddy, that's okay. I mean, that's our neighbors, you know, Springville's our neighbors. He's like, I know, but my purple and gold is LSU, Mom. Yep. Colton, he's a mess. He's been through a whole lot, more than most will in their entire lifetime. That he's the highlight of a lot of people's lives, and he loves to be center of attention.
That's great. And I want to, again, highlight Outdoor Ability Foundation to try to help young people like Colton. What a remarkable day it was. I know that it's something that will stand out to you for a very long time, as that chair, as Scott was controlling the chair down the road, leading it to the driveway, and there's Colton looking around at Scott. What was that experience like to be there?
Colton surprises sometimes. He will talk your ears off, but when he's really shocked or really anxious about something, he doesn't hardly say anything. He doesn't hardly speak at all. And so the minute he saw the chair, and he, because you see in the beginning of the video, when you start seeing him, he's talking and cutting up and being silly. And then when he sees it, he just gets this look on his face of total shock. And he was like, later on that evening, he said, "Mom, I had no idea. I had no idea they were coming." And I was like, it was a good surprise, wasn't it? And he was like, "Yes, ma'am." And so he had no idea. And that was worth it all.
That is so great. And we do want people to go to OutdoorAbilityFoundation.com, check out what the Phillips family is doing, Scott and Grayson, to help those who want one of these chairs, these outdoor chairs. And as you mentioned, here Colton is already getting in the mud with it. He's using it just like Scott and Grayson want people to do.
Yes, and he'll be using it if the weather permits, which right now it's not looking that great, but he is supposed to go Friday to Elba, Alabama for a hunt. And it'll be the first time he gets to use his chair in the woods to hunt. And, you know, it's just knowing that he's got this chair, and it'll make things so much easier for not only him, but those that take him in the woods. His pawpaw takes him hunting, and his dad, and, you know, they can only go so far in his regular chair or carrying him. So this chair has opened up so many opportunities of him being able to reach places he's never been able to go before.
Incredible. Well, Jennifer Moore, I'm happy for you and your family, Colton, as he's received this chair from Outdoor Ability Foundation. And I appreciate the fact that you could share for a few minutes about this experience and what it means to you. And again, we appreciate Scott Phillips and Grayson Phillips and their family for founding this very special organization and helping kids like Colton to be able to enjoy outdoors in the way that he's going to be able to experience it in a way that he hasn't before.
Yes, absolutely. I know you had mentioned going on the OutdoorAbilityFoundation.com website, but you can also add them on Facebook, and it's Outdoor Ability Foundation. If you go on Facebook, add them on there and share their page. And that way you can keep up with, if you donate, what you can see where your money is going and how incredible it is to see these kids get opportunities like this.
And I do want to also send people to the Go Colton page. I share a lot from that page focused on Colton and his journey, and it's GEAUX Colton. And we want people to support that as well. So thank you, Jennifer Moore, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this special gift that Colton has received from the Outdoor Ability Foundation.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Jennifer Moore from Odenville, Alabama. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show today. We appreciate also Paul Overstreet joining us here on the Mark White Show to share about his concerts coming up, especially the one at the Princess Theater happening this Thursday, December 9th at 7 p.m. in Decatur, Alabama at the Princess Theater. Again, you can get your tickets at princesstheater.org. That's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Right now, I wanted to have a special dedication to a young man who lost his life this morning, 18-year-old Matthew Perrion. He worked at Farmhouse Restaurant in Etowah, Tennessee. He had been a part of the Farmhouse Restaurant family for many years, and he was considered one of their own. Matthew was a friend to many, and he was also an individual who was dedicated to his community, serving as a volunteer firefighter with the local volunteer fire department in Etowah, Tennessee. I wanted to take a moment to extend our deepest condolences to the family of Matthew Perrion, his friends, the Etowah Rescue and Rural Fire Department, along with the Farmhouse Restaurant family and the Etowah community in the passing of this young man. For those in the Etowah, Tennessee area, Farmhouse Restaurant has placed a bucket on the counter if you would like to donate and help the family. Today's show is dedicated to Matthew Perrion. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, that it does encourage you to find a way to make a difference. I want you to include your family, your friends, and your neighbors into this effort. Please share this show with them and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. If you haven't already, I encourage you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.